कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पामनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरक्तिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति सपदम् आद्दानस्तीर्णं दन्तैरिदं जाचे पुनः पुनः श्रीमद्रूपदं भोजधूलि स्यात् मम जन्मनि जन्मनि We have read the explanation of Swamiji that we are all diseased persons. The diseases are of two kinds, one in this material body and another is in heart. Devotees, then those who are real devotees, they don't worry for bodily disease. Only they care for what disease? And that heart disease, what is that heart disease? If mind is cleaned, then everything is okay. Heart is cleaned. Having this duplicity and others, what?
Hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy. More?
And more diplomacy.
You have come? Very good. We all. Where is Yashodhana? Very good. Only we are lacking of you two, three, four. Now I think that our classes, our new brass is full. So. Our real disease is in our heart. And what is that heart disease?
Avidya. Avidya, ignorance.
Shridha Roga. Srila Vyasadeva or Srila Sukadeva Goswami has cleared it. Here, in heart, so strong disease. That Hrida Rog. Hrida Rog means Kam Rog. What is Kam Rog?
Lust.
Lust for worldly things. So if duplicity, hypocrisy,
diplomacy,
cheat others, this motive is there. This is dangerous. Anyone is full of ignorance. He is weak. No heart. He should be sincere. And if a man is has so much duplicity and all these bad things, he cannot progress. Never. He may do 1 lakh of harinam, whole day doing all these things. But he will always try to cheat others by worldly things. To take money, to have praise, that his name and friends should worldly, or here and there, for these things. Because he is not sincere. Especially the lust, Hridro. How it will go? Only there is one way. To chant name in the association of any higher Vaishnava who has cleaned his heart, whose heart is cleaned and purified. He has so much developed his Krishna prayer in his guidance always, obeying him, being in Vrindavan, if not by outwardly, inwardly, by mind you should be in Vrindavan. Then this heart will be cleaned. First bhakti will come and then heart will clean. Don't think that we will clear our heart, everything will go away, then bhakti will come. Never it is not. This is not authentic siddhanta. When bhakti will come gradually, and by the power of bhakti, itself, without any effort, this hritarog will go. Idancha Vishnu, na. Idancha Vishnu, Shraddhanvita. Anushriya. Shraddhanvita, Anushriya. Means, with Shraddha, with great honor, sincerely. Anushriyat, Anushriyat means always, continuously hearing. How? With so much affection and love and honor to be established in that, always, continuously, without break. Then Anushriyat, Athabarnayajya, and after that he
describing.
What thing? It has been told in the Ras Leela Prasanga. At the last, when Ras Leela was ended, stopped, and after that, Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj. Those who will not hear, they must hear. The verb is that, you must suniyat. If you are not doing sraman, not hearing, then it is like a offense. Because author is telling, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Vyasa is telling, and you are not obeying. So you must hear. And after hearing, suniyat atabarni dja, bhakti param bhagavati pratilabhya. Then he will have bhakti first. And then pratilabhya kamam. Then kam comes. What kam? Kam in the prem of Krishna. First will come. And all hridarog, all bad desires, anything, ignorance, everything will go away. If you are not hearing the pastimes of Krishna, satang prasangamam varjasam vidau, it is so powerful. You will have not to do anything else. Parikshit Maharaj never did anything. He only heard, and by this he went to Golok Vrindavan and served Krishna. So Anishuryat, you will have to hear this thing. And by this, you will know all tatvas. Jiva tattva, maya tattva, krishna tattva, yoga maya tattva, bhakti tattva, prem tattva, sadhan tattva, everything will know. And then gradually sadhan bhakti will come, after that bhava bhakti will come, and after that prem bhakti will come. And Krishna will be controlled by that very bhakta. If anyone is trying, only trying, what trying? To give up this disease, but disease is grazing on, developing and developing. we should come in a proper process. And this is to hear. So he is saying, the disease in heart, if mind and heart is clean, everything is clean. Don't take 20 times bath in sea or anywhere. It will not do, because fishes live always in water and they are so much
impure
and they have so much durgandha. No? If a fish will come, jump from water and it will come, oh, very nonsense gandh will come. So always bathing and it will not do. To clear the heart is only medicine. What? Nibetatarsai rupagi yamana bausadhasrotri mano bhirama kavuttam sloka gunanubadat umanja virajeta pasu. This is the way. If he is Vishai, he is coming, having so much desires, offensive, anything, bhakta, nirvisheshvadi, anyone, he should hear and chant name. That is the shloka in Bhagavata also, ki kami vishai nirvedeva harinam sankirtani saptika sreshta. Etat nirvidyamananam icchatam akuto bhayam yoginam nipranirnitam harer namanukirtanam harer nam ayipake cheto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagrim. It will come from name. If we want that we should clear our heart, cheto darpan marjanam bhavu mahadavagnirvapanam, we will do all these things and after that we will chant Harinam. Absurd. You should, what you are, in where you are situated, in what stage you are, kami vishai bhogi, durjan, all you are, you should be, no harm. Be sincere and then chant Harinam in the guidance of any Vaishnava. Cheto marjanam bhavati, after that cheto marjanam, easily it will go. Bhava mahadavagni, the fire of world will be
extinguished.
And all kinds of virtues will come. Vidya vadhu jivanam. Then, vidya vadhu jivanam. Who is Krishna? He is the jivanam of vidya rupi vadhu of Srimati Radhika. All vidya, essence is Srimati Radhika. He is Ladini Shakti. So without name, she will not come. Vidyavadhu jivanam anandambudhi vardhanam. The ocean of, endless ocean of ananda, pleasure will come. And then in there in webs we will play here and there, all this. You know? And at last we will dive in ocean of love and affection. Never will come to this mortal world. So begin Harinam where you are, from what is, and try to be sincere, not duplicit. Don't want any money, vaibhav, or any worldly things. But we will be strong for this only by chanting and remembering and hearing. First hear. If we are not hearing all these things, we will not be strong. So we should must hear and try to obey. The conclusion is that, what? In order to get free from material desire, you should read some. In 72nd, in conclusion it is that.
The conclusion is that, in order to get free from the material disease, one must take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
Don't try all other things. Don't tell that. We should clear and then we will chant Harinam. Nowadays this is going on. We should not hari katha. We should not associate. We should clear our heart and then chant Harinam. Never. If we have not come, we have heard from this, we have not come to be in one stage forever. We should try to be from Kanish to Madhyam, Madhyam to Uttam. If you are not trying and you want to be always, forever, eternally in Kanishta, oh, it is good for you, you should be. But we will never wait for this. Always we should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. The key is in the hand of Uttam Vaishnava. So we should try to be in his association, always hearing. This will do very quickly. Go on.
The Krishna consciousness movement is especially meant for creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra.
But if we make this this atmosphere of Krishna consciousness in quarreling ourselves, having no honor for any Vaishnava, no faith in anyone, then atmosphere will go on. It will be ruined. And another for new fight are those who are sincere, they will go out of this Krishna consciousness. Now it is going on. So we should try to reform us to honor all Vishnu. Those who will come, though very good atmosphere, we should chant Hari Name. And if you are engaged in self, what? Bhog?
Enjoyment.
Others are not so foolish that they will not know. They will know. And thus, they will hate and they will go away. Only the bogus persons will come, and first they will be there, and they will make money, and after they will also go. So we should be like chaste, bona fide Vaishnava. Especially those who are preaching, they should be like this. So he wanted to do his Krishna consciousness movement especially meant for the creating an atmosphere in which people can take to the chanting of Hare Krishna mantra. One must begin what?
One must begin with faith. And when this faith...
What faith? What faith? What is faith here? What is faith? That my chanting of Krishna name will give everything in my whole life. My life will be successful. Then there will be no need of going to university, impersonal university. Only to go to the school of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and Haridas in the university of... it will... Enough. So, Krishna can give anything in this world. We have seen Valmiki. He has faith in Krishna name. And his life was successful. Agastya took one chullu of water. Water of sea, and he took all the water. Shankar and Brahma doing all these things functions only by the grace of name grace. Swamiji Maharaj preached everywhere by the serving his holy master and preaching Krishna name and doing Krishna name. He was not worldly qualified. World has rejected him, his wife rejected him, his sons rejected him because he could not make any money. They all rejected him. But only name, in whole world he is worshipped. by these things. We should try to be like that. That path be like Haridas Thakur. He was bitten in 20 markets, and his blood went, flesh went, only bones were there, and still chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. The person who was beating him, he told that, Prabhu, you should die, otherwise my whole family will die. Told, oh, yes, I'm dying. And he became like that person. They threw his body in Ganges. And they were now so satisfied and told to Kaji that, oh, we have done marvelous. And he now dead, we have fell through his body in Ganges. After 1 hour, they saw Haridas Thakur again in so healthy and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare
Hare. Again chanting, and he came from the Ganges and went to his place. All there wondered how it became. He was dead. No bone, nothing was there. And still he is coming like before, more healthy. Then they told that he is Jindapir. Jindapir means a person who is like demigod in his life. A man can be, by his impressions, activities, after so many long time, long so births. But in lifetime he became like demigod. So, you know, Agastya, he did like so. A bird told that my ex, she has taken, and he is not returning, and the bird was weeping. Valmiki, Agastya Rishi told to see, went to see and told, oh, she is so weeping, he should return his ex. But he never heard. Then he took water and took it. Whole sea was dried, and that egg was given to them. So, you know that the history of Sanatana Goswami, he threw his chintamani in Jamuna and he was chanting Hare Krishna. He never remembered that I have a chintamani anywhere. No use, because he has so many chintamanis. What the chintamanis were? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. So you will have a firm, strong belief that by name everything can be achieved. Liberation, swarga, vaibhav, rajya, anything. Want to be president of not America only, but the whole world by chanting Harinami. Have a strong faith on this. But we have no faith. When we go to serve Gurudev, 75 we keep in our pocket and 25 all giving. Gurudev does not know or not know. Krishna knows or not know. They are cheating Krishna and Gurudev. Why? How they will be successful in this? So have a faith on name. Then?
And when this faith is increased by chanting, a person can become a member of the society. We are sent.
How his mood was so high. And now he is saying, he'll be very sad that they are not honoring any Vaishnava. What to tell Kanishtha Adhikari? They are not going to honor anyone. So,
We are sending Sankirtan parties all over the world, and they are experiencing that even in the remotest part of the world, where there is no knowledge of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra attracts thousands of men to our camp. In some areas, people begin to imitate the devotees by shaving their heads and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra only a few days after hearing the mantra. This may be imitative, but imitation of a good thing is desired. Some imitators gradually become interested in being initiated by the spiritual master and offer themselves for initiation. If one is sincere, he is initiated.
If one is sincere, but he is not sincere, he will be cheated. Who thinks that I have been, Gurudeva has given mantra and I am initiated. Now I can initiate anyone. How process, he know, outwardly knows the process. He brings tulsi, keeps there. He brings from market very, very big, big.
Coconut.
Mala. Very big. Not only. Some when I gave some smaller. From market they. Away from Radhakund or anywhere of 500 rupees. Oh, big, big. I cannot take in my hand. They thought that by doing so, Krishna will at once come. Krishna cannot come in 100 rupees or anywhere. So, if any is sincere, he will chant on like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his Gopin's ghat, anywhere. But even for us, Tulsi Mala is so sacred and powerful. We should try it. But don't use so many big, 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 big. Smaller, not so big, not so small. Very easy. And try to take the mood of your Gurudev and serve him, his words. I took initiation and at same time, after some months, I left my Gurudev and I became myself Guru. No, this is not initiation. Suman?
If one is sincere, he is initiated, and this stage is called Bhajana Kriya. One then actually engages in the service of the Lord by regularly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 16 rounds daily.
He has told, what is the meaning of 16 rounds before?
Minimum 16 rounds, nothing less.
To bring them in. And for Western country, devotees only, not for Indian. Gurudev never tells. We have not heard. We heard from only Swamiji that 16 at least. Because they are always engaged in all these things. So far, they have no time at all. So at least you should chant 16. Yeah. That it means not that if you are chanting 17th, then you are doing offense. Some are thinking, they told me that it is a very big offense to disobey Swamiji because he has told that you should chant only 16. So don't do like this. Otherwise, you will go in the party of Narayan Maharaj. He will tell that you should chant 1 lakh. Don't do, otherwise we will kick out.
Should I read what he said?
Yes.
What he said there about chanting?
No.
Okay, just continue.
They know perhaps all.
Chanting 16 rounds daily and refraining from illicit sex, intoxicants.
This is clearing of heart. We should try to realize all these things properly. What?
Meeting.
And refraining from illicit sex. What?
intoxicants,
and
meat eating, and gambling. By bhajana kriya, one attains freedom from the contamination of materialistic life. He no longer goes to a restaurant or hotel to taste so-called palatable dishes.
But we see now, in a hidden way, they go to a restaurant and they do so many bad things. We should be satisfied by Mahaprasad Mandir.
Nor does he care to smoke or drink tea or coffee. He not only refrains from illicit sex, but avoids sex life entirely. Nor is he interested in wasting his time in speculating or gambling. In this way, it is to be understood that one is becoming cleansed of unwanted things, anartha nivritti. The word anartha refers to unwanted things.